Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning. After winning Best New Musical at this year's Olivier Awards, the hit British musical Operation Mincemeat is crossing the pond. Created by the comedy troupe Spitlip, the five-person ensemble piece tells the hilarious true story of a covert operation by British intelligence officers in World War II that fooled Nazi forces and turned the tide of the war. Rumor has it that all five original actors from the West End run are to come over to Broadway and make their mainstem debuts. David Cumming, Claire Marie Hall, Natasha Hodgson, Jack Malone, and Zoe Roberts. Music, lyrics, and book for the show are also by Cumming, Hodgson, and Roberts, along with Felix Hagen. Three of them met as students and created the show at the University of Warwick. Robert Hasty directs, and Jenny Arnold choreographs. The lead producer of the project is Avalon Productions. It is being capitalized for about $11.5 million in New York. Previews begin February 15th at the John Golden Theater before a March 20th official opening. It is expected to play a 16-week limited run through June 8th. Tickets go on sale to the general public on November 20th. For more information, visit OperationBroadway.com. Breaking news from early this evening. Strike the Tent. Water for Elephants has just posted its Broadway closing notice. It will play its final Broadway performance on December 8th at the Imperial Theater. Despite being nominated for 7 Tony Awards this year, including Best Musical, the circus-themed spectacle had been struggling at the box office for months. With a large cast, including several acrobats, it was very expensive to run and could not quite break through with a large amount of shows vying for attention this past spring and summer. Most new musicals these days must also deal with reduced audience size in the wake of the pandemic. Water for Elephants, whose lead producer is Peter Schneider, officially opened on March 21st of this year. It was capitalized for up to $25 million, the costliest new musical of this last Broadway season. That money will not be recouped. A national tour has been announced and will launch September 2025 at the Hippodrome in Baltimore, Maryland. Future cities and exact dates will be announced later. At the time of its Broadway closing, Water for Elephants will have played 25 previews and 301 regular performances. In industry news, next year's Tony nominations will be announced on May 1st. 62 people make up this season's nominating committee, which was also revealed today. In addition, the eligibility cutoff date for 2025 Tony nominations is April 27th. We should expect a barrage of spring openings on Broadway in the days and weeks leading up to that date. As announced last week, the Tony Awards ceremony will be returning to Radio City Music Hall on June 8th. It will run in its traditional 3-hour time slot, live and coast-to-coast from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time on its longtime home of CBS, and also streaming on Paramount+. Some new principal actors are joining Anne Juliet this fall. Alison Luff will take over as Anne Hathaway, Liam Pierce is the next Romeo, Nathan Levy will be the next Francois, and Michael Yvonne Carrier will take over for May. Luff, Pierce, and Carrier begin performances on October 29th, and Levy will start his run on November 19th. Luff was last seen on Broadway earlier this year as Mrs. Walker in The Who's Tommy. Pierce made his Broadway debut last season as Drew in How to Dance in Ohio. Levy can currently be seen as Omar in Disney's Aladdin. He has not announced his departure date just yet. Carrier was part of the original Broadway cast of Anne Juliet and had understudied May since it opened in late 2022. The musical's ensemble is also receiving a shakeup. 10 new players will begin performances in the coming weeks, including yesterday's announced Charlie D'Amelio. 9 of them, including D'Amelio, begin performances on October 29th. Romy Vuxon, once a member of the Australian company of Anne Juliet, starts with the New York cast on October 8th. As previously announced, original cast member Betsy Wolf departs the musical on October 20th. Current understudies Megan Kane and Tiernan Tunnicliffe will alternate in the role from the 22nd through the 27th. Her fellow original cast members Ben Jackson Walker and Justin David Sullivan will leave on October 27th, as will the vast majority of the current ensemble. Philippe Arroyo, the current Francois, has pushed up his departure date ever so slightly to October 25th. From the 27th until November 17th, the role will be played by current understudy Makai Hernandez. Anne Juliet runs at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. The final company member was announced today for All In, Comedy About Love. It is none other than Annalee Ashford, who last originated Mrs. Lovett in a recent revival of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. She hops on for the new play's final 2 weeks, from February 4th through 16th. As part of a rotating cast, she will join Lin-Manuel Miranda, Tim Meadows, David Cross, and Hank Azaria. Other actors popping in throughout the show's limited run include John Mulaney, Jimmy Fallon, Adie Bryant, Andrew Rannells, and Richard Kind, among others. All In is written by Simon Rich and features direction by Alex Timbers. Previews begin December 11th at the Hudson Theater. Opening night is still to be announced, and it will conclude its brief Broadway run on February 16th. Tickets are now on sale to the general public. Visit allinbroadway.com. Last night, Ayad Akhtar's new play McNeil opened, starring Robert Downey Jr. in his Broadway debut. Reviews were mostly negative to mixed. The New York Times leaned towards the former. Jesse Green critiqued that the show rarely rises to drama. Its humans, hardly credible as such, have been almost entirely replaced by ideas. McNeil runs through November 24th at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, September 29th. Broadway's box office bounced back from the previous week for the most part. Three new titles were welcomed to the boards. The first was Left on 10th, a rom-com starring Peter Gallagher and Juliana Margulies. Over its first four previews at the James Earl Jones Theater, it grossed over $361,000, a promising start for a new play. At the Circle in the Square currently resides a hip new revival of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, starring young Hollywood heartthrobs Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler. It took in over $441,000 over its first three performances, at the second highest average ticket price last week in the theater district. And direct from London, a bold technology-heavy revival of Sunset Boulevard, starring Nicole Scherzinger as a faded movie star attempting a return to the screen, played just one preview at the St. James Theater on Saturday night, but sold at the highest average ticket price of the week, making nearly $305,000 with just that single performance. Elsewhere, Oh Mary continued its fabulous reign near the top of the box office, breaking its own house record at the Lyceum for a seventh time at exactly $1,163,957. Due to cast illnesses, multiple performances of both Hell's Kitchen and The Roommate were canceled last week, causing a bit of a slip in their box office intakes, and Stereophonic said farewell to three original cast members, Juliana Canfield, Sarah Pidgeon, and Tom Pasinka. They were greeted with nearly $850,000 at the John Golden Theater. New cast members Rebecca Naomi Jones, Amy Forsyth, and Benjamin Anthony Anderson begin performances tonight. Broadway's total gross rose a modest 5% from the previous week, and attendance was up 4%. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.